amithejerk1310@gmail.com. You can send them in. So let's get at it. So here's one. This guy says, a buddy offered up a really nice wine fridge to him and three other buddies by way of a text thread. It was like new, even with photos. Let it go because he bought a larger one. One of the four guys in the text thread immediately responded he can't take it, but he would ask his two grown adult kids. He then asked, what do you want for it? Therein lies the problem. All of us know the offering party is literally the most generous guy we know. He was clearly not going to take any money for the wine fridge. Also, the other three buddies were thereby preempted from accepting the offer. Was the guy a jerk for presuming to extend this gracious offer to his kids without permission from the offering party? I would say no. Because if he's the first guy in the group that responds and he's like, I can't use it, I'll ask my kids though. If I was in that group, I would be like, well, I want it. If they don't ask your kids, I'll take it.
Yeah, you got to jump ahead of the kids.
Maybe
yeah.
He didn't realize he was in a group text. Maybe he just thought it was one-on-one.
Maybe.
It does indicate if he has full adult grown children that he may be of an advanced age.
Right? It's possible.
I was going to say, if you can't determine you're in a group text, I mean...
maybe you don't need a wine fridge.
Yeah, like, you're already on the sauce enough. Like you're, I mean, there's 10 people on there. I don't know, that's a good one, because... I mean, are you saying only the, let's again say it's 10 people in that chat are the ones that can claim it?
Right.
What if he didn't tell you? What if he just said, yes, I'll take it, and then didn't tell you he was giving it to his kids? Would that bother you? I mean, he has a use for it.
And
he has a use.
It also feels like this gets easily cleaned up if somebody does respond after, like, hey, I'll take it.
Right.
Because I think once it extends past the group, then if anybody within that group decides before the transaction has taken place that I do want that, then I think it nullifies the second level.
Yeah.
I feel that way too.
I think what I may do in this situation to avoid any kind of argument is tell them, you know what? First one to come get it, gets it. I'll do it like that. If your kids get here first, they can have it. Second guy, if you want it, come get it before them. That's the only way. Especially if you make it a, look, I just want it out of my hair type situation, then I think you're without fault.
Plus, you might get some action on the bare-knuckle boxing match that takes place in front of your home, whoever gets there first. Just little something to keep in mind.
That'd be a bad...
It's like 270-year-old dudes out there just wrestling
Smokinggun.com
for the mini
story.
Wine fridge.
It'd be fun, though.
These dudes getting into a brawl over a wine fridge.
Man. Everybody needs a little fridge to put things in.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind the little fridge, but I wouldn't fight anybody over one.
I have a little beer fridge, but when I moved, when I moved 8 months ago, I was cleaning the ice off the back that had some accumulation, and I accidentally poked a hole, I think, in one of the chillers. Because now, when you open it up, it smells like Freon.
Ooh!
So I don't use it anymore.
So do your cans? Oh, so you don't use it anymore?
That's better than.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if it's fixable or what.
Then Norm's fridge in there that makes whatever food you put in there smell like Manzanilla olives. Or the fridge that I had in my dorm when I went to UNT that it just had bad temperature regulation. Anything I put in the back would get frozen over in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So there would be many times where like I would go home for the weekend and come back with leftovers, and then the next day I have to eat a lasagna that was supposed to just be in the fridge, but it's got like frostbite on it. Like, all right, I guess I'm eating this now. I don't care.
Yeah, our fridge now does that. It freezes our gallons of milk.
It's horrible.
Yeah, we have to like rotate the milk like 30 or 40 minutes ahead of time.
I don't understand. Yeah, how they get that cold in certain spots?
Yeah, it's not supposed to do that.
No, the ice is supposed to be on the other side.
Right.
The freezer.
I need to call my friend at Frigidaire.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do another one, and we've got this one. I submit to you another situation. My wife and I were recently walking into a restaurant. I held the door for her to walk in, and right behind her was a young lady and her elderly mother. I continued to hold the door for them, as any man should, and they were followed in by a man on his phone talking loud and not being concerned about anything but his conversation. He proceeds to attempt to walk through the door that I'm currently holding. Right as he reaches the threshold, I cut him off and release the door so I can proceed. Am I the jerk because I let the door go, or is he the jerk for not seeing why I was holding the door in the first place? I mean, You're kind of the jerk for letting the door go.
Right.
I mean, booby trapped him.
Yeah.
Not you, guy.
Especially if you let someone in right before and then you kind of push him back and slam the door in his face.
He just walked into a club. Huh?
You can't really do that.
If it was a woman talking on the phone loudly and conducting business, whatever, he still would have just held the door.
Right.
Right.
Would have held the door for her, for sure.
Yeah, and you were only doing it because, the guy was on the phone and you perceived him as a douche. Yeah, it's... You just have to let them all through and then bitch about the guy later to your friends like a normal person.
Yeah.
But, the moment, take the high road.
I hate to tell the guy, but yeah. You're kind of the jerk.
Yeah, you can't slam the door in the guy's face.
I mean, it's the old school thing of even, you may not be opening the door for guys, but a lot of the times, like if you walk through a door and you see, like regardless of whether it's a woman or not, like you'll kind of
do the push open.
Make sure the door and they're usually like, oh, thanks. You know.
Or to teach the guy a lesson, you go the other way and teach him that your actions have consequences for everybody. He should have slammed the door in the old lady's face and been like, look. You know, like when in the army barracks, when all the other people had to run the extra mile because Private Pyle had the jelly donut.
Exactly.
Like, look, because this guy's a douche, old lady, you have to open your own door.
I was going to open it for you, but the guy behind you,
he ruined it for everybody.
I apologize, but he needs to be taught a lesson.
And then you stand there with your foot as a doorstop under the door for 5 minutes. Really drive it home.
Make sure they learn their lesson.
Yeah, I bet you the guy won't do it again.
Can't open the door. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, now you know. Yeah, get off your phone, guy.
Get a 2x4 and stick it between the door jamb.
You go tell your wife, get the manager of the place. We're locking this thing.
Bolt it shut.
All right, this guy wants to know, am I the jerk? He was at a grocery store and had a run-in. Okay. Had very few items, knowing that I'm in the express lane. He says less than 15, maybe 6. All right. I try to move quick to accommodate people behind me. This particular store has a credit card payment where you can insert your card and remove it while they finish checking your groceries to speed things up. Put my card in, take it out, move to the end to bag a few things that I purchased. As I did, the guy behind me moved uncomfortably close to me to the point where he was in the spot where I had put my card in. I hate this.
You're getting kind of jacked up over there, though.
It wouldn't have bothered me. But I still had to hit approve on the credit card to finish a transaction. I know exactly how he's describing this. I'm sure you could see this as we've all done this. I finished bagging and simply said, excuse me, so I could get back to my spot. I kid you not. He took maybe a half step back, barely enough to give me back some space. He was clearly in a hurry or unaware of what protocol should be. My pettiness kicked in and I slowed down. I hit decline on the card machine to cancel the transaction and restart the process. I pretended out loud to have a mistake. Did I write this?
No, yeah,
something like
you.
Oops, my mistake. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. The mistake added maybe a minute to his wait. It's very minimal. I completed the transaction and walked out feeling accomplished. I irritated him. I know it was petty, but I gave him some space. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Am I the jerk or should I have canceled the transaction? Should I have written a check and kept it going?
I wouldn't be able to magically make a check appear out of thin air. I'm not Donovan, so wouldn't be on the table for everybody.
The canceling the transaction.
It's petty, for sure.
I just don't understand why, because I have no problem. If this happened to me, I'd be like, excuse me, I'm not quite finished here. You mind give me a little bit of space here? And then if you still just took a step back, I'd be like, did you need to see my credit card? Do you have my PIN? Did you want
to? You
want
to add anything to my basket here?
Because you'll get close stander at like gas station checkout or something like that. Somebody standing right behind you as you're doing your card. But at the grocery store, it feels very egregious to be that close to me. I don't really like it just in a line. If I feel like you're kind of
no
in
problem.
My bubble,
like I will say stuff to people. Usually I do the condescending, did you need to go ahead? You seem like you're really close here. I mean, I can get out of your way if you need to go.
You like to ask rhetorical questions.
Right. Yeah, you love to.
I do.
Yeah, knowing that the smart-ass answer is the only way out of this. I guess you could be in the situation even if you don't leave your card, but I'm definitely not just sticking my card in the machine and walking away and going to, like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with that. Like, I would imagine someone, you know, maybe I'm just my mother's son because she was always paranoid, but I would imagine someone just going to grab it and take off running. So I wouldn't leave it in the machine anyway. Or you said you have to hit approve before you actually run it. Okay. Because I was thinking you're basically prepaying, and I wouldn't want to do that either, because what if they charge me $100 for my Dunkaroos. Like, I wouldn't want to do right. that either.
See, we do that at the grocery store where you have to bring a quarter because they're trying for speed. So you scan your card when you get to the cash register, and then they're scanning things, and then it shows you as it's counting up or whatever. But it just it speeds up the process. But there's no approval or anything.
See, yeah, I don't like that right. because then if what if something is wrong?
We get like a receipt at the end.
Yeah.
You look at your receipt and be like, well, I'm at the quarter store. There's no way I spent $200.
Yeah, but you do run into the situation where if you go to bag some groceries at the end of the lane and they haven't, like, you usually go back to that little counter area, grab the receipt or whatever, and you'll see people that walk up like, oh, it's my turn. Like,
whoa, I don't know, bud.
I don't work here, actually. I'm just trying to help them. All right, let's squeeze in another one real quick here.
All right.
This guy says, I've been learning how to play chess for the last few months. I'm in the beginner phase. The only person I can beat on a consistent basis is my friend's 7-year-old son.
Well, I'm wondering where the chess story's going and am I the jerk?
Who I've been playing about 3 times a month when I hang out with my friend. He recently had a birthday party, his friend's son, the 7-year-old. Last weekend, I wanted to play as the party was winding down. He was about to beat me for the first time. He could barely contain his excitement, which I think distracted him. And I actually ended up beating him a couple of moves later. He was devastated. He ran into his room crying and didn't come out of his room for about 2 hours. I mean, 7. My friend told me not to take it easy on him while playing, but I felt like a complete jerk. Should I let him win next time to avoid another breakdown?
No.
Toughen this kid up. Keep beating him.
I tend to say no as well.
I subscribe to the Orlando Scandrick rule of... pummel kids into the dirt. Do you remember that story, Matt? Where Orlando Scandrick played a game of Madden against a kid die the next day.
Yeah. That might be editorializing a bit.
Well, he's a very sick young man.
He has 3 hours to live. All he wants to do is play
one game of Madden with 15-minute quarters.
I want to play against my favorite nickel corner on the Cowboys. And Orlando Scandrick set like NFL records on the kid, beat him like 185-0. The kid's sitting there just begging for more morphine because Orlando Scandrick's knocking him into the dirt.
He's like, I'm ready to go now.
24 hours to live.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes.
I
he passes away before the end of the fourth quarter.
Life lessons are hard.
That's how I got up to 185.
Jeez, dude.
If this guy's got to whip out the Queen's Gambit on him. And
yeah, and honestly, if the dude's dad is like, hey, don't take it easy on him.
Yeah, blame that. Blame the bad parent.
And he also makes a really good point because he has a PS here. Says, you are killing him, Matt. It's not a hot water heater. It's just a water heater. If the water was already hot, you wouldn't need it. It's a valid point. Yeah. I have been saying hot water.
Obviously. It's true.
So thank you, guy.
And as one more aside on that one, if you knew Victor Wembanyama and he played one-on-one against your kid, you would tell him, go full 100% right. on him.
Like, block every shot.
Right.
If I see a shot touch the rim, I'll assume you suck.
Yeah, don't take it easy on him.
Right.
Yeah.